You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Jan Tinetti, Labour spokesperson for education and women. I asked about the dropping of the free lunches in schools program and her recent criticism of the government announcing removals of health education guidelines in schools. Here is that interview. National has dropped the free lunches in schools program. Will its absence impact students?
This will make a huge impact on students. They must commit to keeping free and healthy lunches in schools because we know that there's huge value in young people having enough to eat. The evidence is clear. They're questioning that evidence, but children do perform better when they aren't hungry. Feeding kids shouldn't be a choice.
Is this going to have an impact on the staff and the schools themselves as well?
Absolutely. In fact, I was talking to one teacher last night who's really upset with this because prior to the lunch program being in her school, she was spending so much time trying to feed kids, working out what their behaviours were like, and she said it's completely turned things around now. She doesn't have to put all that time and energy into trying to keep them fed. That's just a given. It works in their school. And the kids are calm and they're learning, and she said it's making such a difference to them. So the staff, it's not just the kids, it's the teachers as well.
You've said the government is questioning the evidence. What evidence are they questioning and what does it show?
So far the Ministry of Education has commissioned five research projects, evaluation projects that sit alongside this program, and all of the evidence shows really strong outcomes for health and well-being in our young people. The first evidence does show that attendance wasn't a factor, it didn't increase attendance, but the last research that came out does show that they're starting to see a correlation between positive attendance and this healthy lunch program. So they're kind of saying, the government at the moment, they're kind of saying that, oh, that wasn't robust enough. But I question the fact that this was independent research that was done. It was carried out through our universities. And there was definitely a robust methodology that sat in behind that.
You've also recently spoken out against the intended changing of sex education guidelines in schools. What is your opposition to these changes?
Look, I'm really concerned that we're going to go backwards here. We need to be going forwards in this space. I strongly encourage the government to listen to our young people, listen to what they are seeing and what they're experiencing. They're talking about taking away the guidelines that will mean that schools have at the moment the guidelines shows that schools have a really, really strong guide to how to implement the best sexuality education that they possibly can. So many young people, when I was Minister for Women and Minister for Education, I had so many young people telling me that this was absolutely critical. And in fact, we should be going as far as having compulsory consent education for dealing with everything that they are having to face and the unsafe places that they'll be. We need to make sure that our kids are safe and that they're in an inclusive environment. We need to go forwards, not backwards in this space. These guidelines have been developed with experts. I'm just so concerned that we are playing populist politics here, and we shouldn't be doing that. We should put our kids front and centre and keep them safe and also ensure that we're getting these inclusive environments for our young people to be who they are.
You've said the government is joining the culture war. Can you elaborate on what you meant by that?
Yeah, so really interesting this. During the election campaign, I came across this because people would talk about to me other candidates would talk about how, the current government, us back then, were having this woke gender curriculum. And I was Minister of Education and I'd sit there and think, what on earth are they talking about? We don't have a gender curriculum full stop. We have a relationships and sexuality as part of the health curriculum. So I had to go and look it up and I saw that this was dangerously close to a conspiracy theory coming from overseas, and this was starting to infiltrate in New Zealand, and it's based around the terrible, terrible untruths that our gender diverse community are seeing constantly coming through towards them, and I'm just really frustrated with that, that here in New Zealand we are prone to these conspiracy theories that are coming from overseas, and that's the international culture war component of it. We cannot put up with that. We are in New Zealand, and we know that we need to be creating inclusive and safe environments for all of our young people.
Based on this, do you have particular concerns for the young LGBTQ plus community under these changes?
Oh, absolutely I do. Absolutely I do. I think everybody who knows young people that are part of that community know that they're some of our bravest young people, and that we need to be putting as many supports around them to be who they are and to feel inclusive and to feel okay about who they are and to live their truth. And if we take anything away that is going to stop that happening in schools, then we're putting those young people at risk, and also making an environment that almost says to them that they're not okay, and that is not okay. Our young rainbow community are just fantastic, and we need to be there and be supporting them as much as we can.
That was Labour's Jan Tinetti on free lunches in schools and sex education guidelines.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.